If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You know, like many doctors, Dr. Terry Walls was focused on her patients and treating them with drugs or surgery until she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis about 14 years ago. Some of the conventional medical treatments were not working for her, and she thought that she would be, like many with MS, bedridden for the rest of her life. And then she began studying the latest research on autoimmune disease and decided to get her vitamins, minerals, and essential elements from the food she ate rather than pills and supplements. And she joins us today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Terry Walls, the book is called The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine. Is published by Avery Books. Thank you very much for coming on. I understand a lot of people describe, Doctor, your recovery as truly remarkable, truly amazing. Do you agree with the way these people think about how you bounce back?
Absolutely. When you're in the secondary progressive phase of MS, there is no improvement during that phase. You don't expect to steadily decline.
Here's Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike.
And you were in decline at that time.
Yeah.
The pictures and the talks relate to someone who was in a wheelchair with progressive functional decline. So first of all, the Walls Protocol is the name, and although it sounds like it's four walls, it's W-A-H-L-S, the Walls Protocol. And you used functional medicine to beat this back. So a lot of people want to know, when we tweeted that out, we had several people want to know, what is functional medicine?
You know, it's using the latest science to help people optimize diet and lifestyle to address chronic disease and to really create more health for the individual. It's quite remarkable, particularly for chronic diseases like an autoimmune problem, diabetes, heart disease, mental health issues.
And so it says in the title of the book that you used paleo principles. And when we tweeted that, we got a number of questions also about what you meant by paleo principles. And, of course, we could refer them to the book. It's an excellent book. But why don't you tell us what you mean by that?
So that's using an ancestral health. Basically, it's a diet that's going to stress non-starchy vegetables, berries, good sources of protein, such as organic meats and fish, and eliminates foods that are you're at high risk for having a food sensitivity, and that would be things like gluten, dairy, and egg proteins.
And so you eliminated those. You also did progressive muscle activity. And
yeah.
So someone said, how can someone in a wheelchair do progressive muscle activity?
So I worked with a physical therapist. I also, because I'm on the research committee, I became aware of studies using neuromuscular electrical stimulation of muscles. To keep the muscles strong, and people had had a spinal cord injury. So I asked my physical therapist to give me a test session of the electrical stimulation. I tolerated it, and I began training in clinic. And after it was clear that I could tolerate it and I knew how to operate the device, we got a home unit, and I began training at home with some simple exercises that I augmented with the electrical stimulation. You know, and I did that for very intensely, 4 hours, for about 4 years, using an electrical therapy device manufactured by EMPI.
And now the question that probably is asked more about this is, you went away from a vegetarian diet, which many people go towards. You went away from that to a organ meat-based diet. Tell us about that and why you did that.
So, I think being a vegetarian it increased the probability that I was going to be deficient in B vitamins. It increased the probability that I'd have a lot of carbohydrates in the gut, more likely to have a problem with excess yeast. When I was a child, I'd had several years of antibiotics because of recurrent tonsillitis, which also worsened the yeast overgrowth. So I think it was a combination of things. Removing the grain and beans, going more low-carb with non-starchy vegetables, berries, and meat, corrected those nutritional deficiencies. It made a huge difference for me.
And now, since you're a physician, you study this. And
yes.
Does this work in 10% of people? Does it work in 30% of people with MS? What's your gut feeling since this is, and has there been a large-scale study of this?
We have a published literature now where we have taken the same protocol that I've used in others. In our first paper was published. We have more papers coming out. What I see so far is that the dietary changes and the whole program has a terrific success at lowering fatigue, improving mental clarity. It takes much longer to change the walking ability, and that people will have to do a lot of physical training for that. But at a year's time, we can see about two-thirds of the individuals having some improvement with gait. A third of those will have clinically significant improvement in gait. A third will have improvement that we can see. The person can't see touch yet, but they're profoundly grateful that they've stopped the decline. And about a third are declining, albeit more slowly.
So what this is although it is, if you will, a help to a number of people, we should be careful to say that, like many therapies, it is not the answer for everyone, since there may be, in fact, different mechanisms on...
Oh, absolutely. There are different mechanisms. And I tell people, both in our clinical trials and in our clinic, that by flooding the cells with the best nutrition possible, the person will likely have improved health and vitality. And so the fatigue, energy, a lot of quality of life, is the easiest thing for us to achieve. Changes in gait and muscle strength will come, but they're going to come more slowly.
Now, one of the other things you talk about, and one of the things that we've gotten a couple questions since we started talking, saying, is there one or two things that you think is most important that everyone, even people without MS, should do? And we haven't gone through the full list, but one of the other things you do is talk about managing stress.
Yes.
And avoiding and if you will, getting nutrition from foods rather than from pills. So let's talk about those two, and then when we come back from the break, we'll talk about strength and balance training. So
sure.
talk about reducing and managing stress.
Well, I think it's very important to have some type of stress reducing activity. You know, there are literally thousands and thousands of research papers that will show meditation, mindfulness, journaling, time in nature, exercise, all of those things can help normalize and reduce the stress hormone. And so that's part of the protocol. I encourage people to, on a regular basis, do some stress reducing activity very intentionally each day.
And
I think it's critical.
Let me go, Terry, and rather than continuing on right now because we have a hard break, when we come back, we're going to talk about the nutritional components and also about strengthening and balance training program, what you do for those and how important and what the relative value you think of these various things is. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike. Dr. Terry Walls, author of the Walls Protocol, How I Be Progressive, MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine, published by Avery Books. More with Dr. Mike and Dr. Walls right after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging.
I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Our guest is Dr. Terry Walls. Her body was overtaken by secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. She spent nearly 4 years dependent upon a tilt-recline wheelchair, and then photographs show her changes, remarkable changes, between 2007 and 2009. 1 year after beginning the intensive nutrition and electrical stimulation interventions, which she designed herself, she was able to compete in an 18-mile bicycle tour. And her book is called The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine. The publisher is Avery Books. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And the privilege, if you want to follow Terry Walls, it's at Terry Walls, no, W-A-H-L-S, Doctor, and is it with the S on it, Terry, or not?
Correct. So it's T-E-R-R-Y,
so it's at Terry Walls.
W-A-H-L-S.
And the website is terrywalls.com, by the way. So where we left off in this, what I would call, seven-pronged attack on MS that you did, that has had some success in other studies with other patients as well, and may be useful for other autoimmune disease, the managing stress, and did you do this with yoga initially, or did you do this with progressive muscle relaxation, or what did you use? What was the technique you used? We have a question on the email line on that.
A mantra-based meditation, and I've also used heart math and journaling. So I have three techniques that I use. I do a few minutes of each every day.
And then the next thing is you changed from, if you will, pills or supplements that you say often damage mitochondria and give you, if you will, severe fatigue. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, some people think that you could just get the list of nutrients and take them in supplement form. But the challenge there is that the vitamins are synthetic, the amino acids are manufactured, and so they're not in the form that our bodies are used to seeing them in food whereas in food, when you get a vitamin, you get many related compounds in a slightly different structure to that vitamin. I'd had the brilliant awareness that the 19 nutrients I'd learned as very important to my mitochondrion brain, that I should figure out where they were in the food supply, which took more research, of course. But once I had that and I redesigned my diet according to paleo principles, you know, the vegetables, high-quality protein, berries, and organized the food to maximize those 19 nutrients, that really is when the magic began to happen. And in that first month that I had this carefully designed food plan, my energy markedly increased, my mental clarity markedly increased, and within 3 months I was walking again in the hospital, at first with a cane and then without a cane.
Now, you
it really
also,
was quite remarkable.
Now, you also were doing a fairly intensive, and when I say fairly, I mean it's almost like you were, and this may be a key as well, and so we'll get your comments on that, but you were almost doing what a football player in rehab would do, or
yes.
Basketball player, that amount of strengthening and balance. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So I'm a former athlete. I was big into taekwondo and had competed nationally. And the one thing I'd done very correctly with MS was I'd continued to work out as well as I could all through my illness. And of course, it was kept getting modified to be smaller and smaller. At 2007, I could do a 10-minute very simple mat exercise. If I did anything more, I was completely exhausted. And so at my nadir, when I had my physical therapist test me for the E-Stim session, he said it would be painful. He wasn't sure I could tolerate it, but he agreed to let me have a test session, and he was right. It hurt a lot. But I did tolerate it. In fact, it was the best I'd felt in years. So he had me do my mat exercises, and we hooked the electrodes up on my muscles. And so while I exercised, I would strengthen my belly muscles, my back muscles, and the muscles that lifted my ankles from the floor for that foot drop. He told me that I could train up to an hour a day for as many muscles as I had time for, and since I was diffusely weak, I gradually figured out ways to stimulate all those weak muscles, and so I'd gotten, so I was stimulating several hours a day as part of my training program.
But now that stimulation was a passive electrical stimulation, is that right?
No. Actually, so you put the electrodes on, and you'd have a 10-second contraction, a 20-second relaxation. And during the contraction, I would voluntarily squeeze that, you know, contract that muscle at the same time the electricity was contracting it. And by doing it simultaneously, you get a lot more strengthening. It really improves the health of the muscle. It improves the number of mitochondria in the muscle. And you get gains more quickly. So it's a very similar process that athletes use when they're trying to rehab. And that was that kind of protocol that my therapist was creating for me, and we were targeting the muscles that were the weakest.
Now, one could say, does the Iowa football team use this, and is that a reason for their losses recently? But I won't be cruel. Now, you also integrate seaweed, and
yeah.
To me, how do you source the seaweed? That is, how carefully do you have to be in sourcing the seaweed, and can you get it anywhere? And what is it in the seaweed that's so good?
So, we'll talk about what's so helpful about seaweed. Many of us are relatively mineral deficient, particularly in iodine, selenium, and some of the trace minerals. The seaweed helps provide those things. And iodine and selenium are very important for the brain and very important for the processing and eliminating of toxins, particularly heavy metals like lead, mercury, arsenic. And the seaweed binds that material in the gut so you can poop it out more effectively. I talk about how to source that in the book, and some companies that are testing their seaweed to confirm that there's no radiation or heavy metals in the seaweed. I certainly suggest that people avoid the West Pacific, the areas around China and Japan because of the concerns about radiation due to the radiation leaks there.
Dr. Terry Walls, the book is called The Walls Protocol from Avery Books, a division of Penguin USA. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.